That's the elections committee.
Point of information.
Go ahead, Lisa.
It's 10:44 in New York. Don't we have an executive? Aren't we just halfway through all of this? Don't we have a lot more to go? I think we should adjourn and go into executive.
Oh, no. I would object. We have a pressing timeline with the elections committee.
Okay, well, then I'll...
And the other committees. We have...
We'll make everybody make them brief. It was 1 hour 35 minutes, and it's already quite a bit of time past that, and we should refrain from extending time and just continuing on with a lot of stuff. Let's focus our attention.
If I may make another, maybe the committees that have something pressing and timely can report out, and then we can get that done, then go into the rest of the night that we're not even halfway through yet.
Okay.
I would like to propose
Let me ask. We approve this agenda. Elections committee is for 15 minutes. Personnel committee, do they have anything to report?
Yes.
Okay, 10 minutes.
That'll be very brief.
Okay,
search committee, we have, again, three brief motions.
Three brief, also 10 minutes, okay. Finance committee, we can listen to next time if you like. Or whatever finance committee, would they have
Pardon me, excuse me.
Go ahead. How much would it take, 10 minutes?
I need about 7, but I definitely need the time because, remember, this was the night that we had our finance committee scheduled, so we definitely need to say something about the budget. Lonnie had initially said something, so please don't dismiss finance like that.
Okay, no, we never do. That money is very important.
Thank you.
Money is very important. Okay, election report. Please go ahead.
Okay. So we have one item to bring tonight, which is that... after a lot of study and discussion, the committee is recommending a package of bylaws amendments to change two basic things about the way our delegates are chosen. One is the election time frame within a given year, and the other is the frequency with which elections are held. And as per the bylaws, there's 6 directors who are offering a set of amendments which are largely along the lines that were recommended by the Elections Committee, but after the last meeting about a week and a half ago, there were a few kind of smaller details that people brought up that had not been realized, and so there were some small changes made. But this is essentially what the Elections Committee has recommended, and it's strongly endorsed by the National Election Supervisor, Casey Peters. There's 7 directors, Lydia Bresson, Lisa Davis, Ray LaForest, myself, Bob Litterer, Sandra Brawline, Don White, and Michael Woodson. And in the interest of time, since I have emailed this out to the entire board, I'm not going to read the lengthy changes because a lot of these are small technical changes, but I'll just summarize what these changes would entail. As far as the election time frame, the issue that's been raised by numerous election supervisors and by many other people around the network is that this timetable doesn't work because it often voting period conflicts with the pledge drives at some or all of the stations, and at times also with government elections that are held in October and November. So this set of amendments would move back the process so that the nominations would open in June. They'd be shortened from 60 to 30 days, and then the whole election process would wrap up by September 30th, unless there was a need for a quorum, for an extension to make sure that quorum was met. And at the recommendation of the National Election Supervisor, that potential period of extension would be extended from 2 weeks to up to 4 weeks if it was needed to make quorum. Those are the main changes on the time frame. I think that's it for that piece. This piece of the changes can be adopted simply by the PNB and 3 of the 5 delegate assemblies. Then the next two pieces require a vote by the membership, because they would involve, the first proposal is to extend the term of all delegates from 3 to 4 years. And the rationale is simple, that our current system requires us to hold LSB elections 2 out of every 3 years, and this is extremely costly. I believe it's on the order of $200,000 per election, and as we've heard tonight and in the past, we simply have to find ways to cut costs, and this is a pretty significant way. And second of all, I think a lot of people would agree that holding an election also takes a lot of time and energy from the governance process to get involved in the whole election campaigning process. So those are the two major reasons to change the terms from 3 to 4 years. If it was adopted by the membership, it would take effect immediately, and that would mean that the people elected in this round would be elected for 4-year terms. The people who are sitting for 3-year terms would finish their 3-year terms, and then the next election would be in 2009 for a 4-year term. And then the third proposal, which also has to be voted on by the membership, is on the question of term limits. Our bylaws currently have a limit of 2 consecutive terms. The elections committee didn't want to state a preference. They thought it was the most appropriate to leave that to the membership, and so they proposed to offer 3 options. One would be to retain the 2-term limit. A second would be to tighten it to a 1-term limit, and a third would be to lift all term limits and just make it subject to whatever the voters choose at a given election. So, in other words, the candidates could run repeatedly. So I think that's it in a nutshell. So what we're asking for a vote tonight is not on the substance of what I just went through, but merely as required by the bylaws to set a notice date. And the date I'm proposing is July 6th, which would mean that the PNB would have the actual vote on the substance of this approximately September 4th, plus or minus a few days. And then the LSBs, or more precisely said, the delegate assemblies, would meet throughout the month of September to cast their votes on this. So that's all. So I just emailed out the motion. It simply reads, I move that the PNB set a notice date of July 6th for the package of bylaws amendments relating to the delegate election time frame and delegate terms. And just the final note is that at almost every step of the way, this was a unanimous or virtually unanimous decision on all these points. There were minor disagreements about some of the small details, but almost all of those even got ironed out, with the exception of the few that I mentioned that came up after the election committee meeting. But none of those were controversy. So I think this should get, and I certainly hope it gets, very broad support to solve a serious problem we have at Pacifica with elections kind of interfering with the way that they are set up now, that they can interfere with some of our other functioning. So I'll stop and take questions.
Okay, let me ask before I open the floor here. This is just simply a notice for the date in which to make the bylaws amendments. Is that what it is? Just a notice.
Yes, and let me clarify that under the bylaws, a notice means that all 5 stations must put the text of the changes on their website and must run a cart every day during their 60 days of notice, just very quickly summarizing what the amendment would do and where you can get more information, just so the members can start to familiarize themselves with the issues.
Okay.
Mr. Chair, could I ask a point of information from Bob?
Sure, go ahead.
Yeah, I understand the website, all the websites would have to have this now. And how would the cart be prepared? Who would how would you suggest that we handle that in terms of the wording, and so everyone would be comfortable
right.
with it?
Well, in the past, the directors who've sponsored amendments have written the text and then sent it to the executive director to arrange for somebody to record it. And it could be done nationally. It's just that I think you'd want to direct people to the local website, and for those people who don't have web access, it would be good if stations could have a phone number for the, you know, those people. So if possible, it could be, you know, five separate recordings. But if that's unwieldy, I suppose there could be a national one put up on AudioPort and people.
Right, but we'd have some text provided.
Oh
by
yeah,
the,
no, no, that's going to be done for you. If there's any directors who can work, can contact me after this call, and you know we can go over some text to make sure it's clear and simple. I'd appreciate that, but I'll take the lead on this.
Thanks, Lon.
I have a quick question too.
Okay, Bob, could you take the list here? Did you help? I mean, not Wendy.
Bob, you said that you just sent out the language. I see one from 6:26 at 12:22 a.m. Is that the one you're talking about?
Well, that wasn't what I was referring to. I was just saying I sent the one-sentence motion that I just read. But, yes, I did send the language earlier in the week. And, actually, let me ask it this time because I had sent it for our legal counsel, Dan Siegel, to review. And, Dan, I was wondering if you'd had a chance to review it.
Yes. Hi, Bob. I have reviewed it, and based on what you've sent me, it seems consistent with the earlier documents that were sent a couple of weeks ago.
Hang on a second. Okay, is that better?
Yeah.
Yes.
Hello?
Matt?
Yeah,
sure.
Much better.
Anyway, the documents that you sent me this week definitely seem consistent with the earlier you know, communications I had with the committee on these changes. I don't. There are no problems that jump out right away, and I do want to do a little closer review. But there doesn't seem to be anything there that, again, is not consistent with what we spoke about previously.
Barb, the second part of my question is just procedural. It's been a while since we voted on bylaws amendment, so. I'm just wondering, since you guys are up on this, it's not the case, I guess I'm remembering now, that it's not the case that the PNB vote is different than the LSB vote in that when you provide a bunch of different options and the PNB happens to vote first, they're not determining what it is that the LSBs vote on. Is that not correct, that the PNB and the LSBs are voting on the same thing and you just need the PNB plus three out of the five to all vote on the same thing to decide what goes to the listenership or...
That's right.
Is that right? Does
Dan,
the PNB decide... Does the PNB decide what goes to the LSB to be voted on, or do we all vote on the same thing?
Can I ask Dan to answer that?
Go ahead. Go ahead, Dan, if you know the answer.
Oh, sure. I mean, the issue, as I understand it, is that some of the bylaws have to be voted on by the membership, those that affect the terms of delegates, and otherwise the procedural matters need to be voted upon by the board and the LSBs.
Time. We're looking at time here.
If I may, I think what Wendy was asking was, is there a particular sequence? And I believe the answer is no.
I see.
That although the intent here is that the PNB would probably vote first by having a meeting in the first week of September, but this is also serves as notice to all five LSBs that they should pretty soon schedule a meeting at some point, and it's got to be in the calendar month of September, and then they would convene not as the LSB but as the delegate assembly to cast their votes on this package.
Right, but specifically I'm saying, are they going to vote on the same thing that the PNB is voting on?
That's my understanding. Yep.
My view.
Yeah, that's what I understood the question to be in.
Same thing. They all vote.
Hello?
Vote on the same.
Hello?
Who's that?
Okay, time.
Okay, Mike. Thank you.
I'm
all
sorry.
Right, the time is up, and the motion is, unless somebody wants to spend time further on it.
I object to spending time.
Okay. All right. they're already an objection to spend time.
We didn't make a motion.
So, Bob, could you read your motion?
Yes. I move that the PNB set a notice date of July 6th for the package of bylaws amendments relating to the delegate election time frame and delegate terms.
Okay, and that's coming from the Elections Committee?
Well, technically it's coming from the seven directors.
Okay.
Who's
any
sponsored.
Second to it?
A second.
Greenberg,
okay,
second.
Second. Any objections to approving this motion?
Oh, before you ask for objections, let me just clarify the point that... that Dan made. that if by chance in his careful examination of the wording he finds minor wording changes, can we interpret this vote as authorization that those changes can be made to make it legally proper?
And if they are very significant changes, then the board must be notified of them prior to making that acceptance.
I move that.
Yeah, I think that's correct. If there's simply changes in language, I mean, I noticed a couple of grammatical issues as I went through them that should be clarified, simply to provide clarity, really. But I don't think there's anything that would require any change in the substance.
Okay. Would that be okay, Bob?
Right, yeah, and I also had, I just remembered I had a question in there, which I'm not going to ask now to Dan, but as to whether a couple of sentences seemed completely redundant. They didn't say anything new, and could they just be eliminated? So, again, if we could include that question in the purview of him to give a legal judgment on whether they're required in order.
Well, you have six directors there. You can ask his opinion.
This is Wendy.
Yes, Wendy, go ahead.
It just seems prudent that when we submit something to the attorney twice and when we ask the PNB to vote on something, that we not change the language after we do it.
After we do what?
After we vote
after
to...
it.
Oh, so your point is that we're not asking to approve this now. We're just asking to put it forth for approval?
Right. It's just a notice date.
It's just a notice.
It would just
but the notice would be given as of today, even
right.
though the language of the changes might change slightly between today and the actual vote day.
No, actually, the notice date is July 6th. So as long as we finalize...
Please mute whatever...
What I would understand is that as long as the seven of us who are the sponsors approve the wording changes by July 6th, then there should be no problem. But again, this should only be technical changes, not substantive.
I'm just going to say it again. Let's just visit these things one at a time.
Wait a second here. Hold it. We are not here approving the languages of anything. We're just setting a date, a notice date, notice date, right?
No, they're setting the notice date of today, and we don't know what it is. I'm just saying that this is happening more and more. We're saying, okay, this is what we think, but we'll just tweak the language in the next few days, and I'm asking the board not to do that anymore.
Yeah, thank you. We're back on the elections committee, and Bob Leder's motion, which states that I move that the PNB set a notice date of July 6th for package of bylaws amendments relating to the delegate election time frame and delegate terms. And the motion was seconded. Is there any objections to approving this motion?
Yes, this is fine.
Okay,
yes,
go ahead.
I abstain. You know, to take my vote, I abstain because, and may I state the reason why?
Okay, we'll take it.
Because it's, I mean, the language is not clear, and in terms of the opting out or in terms of term limits, I don't agree with that at all. So
okay.
It can result in someone being on the board, like, for 12 years, and, oh, my God. So, no, I'll abstain on that one.
Okay, this is just a clarification. This just is setting that notice date. And when it comes time for the PNBs to vote, we can vote against
whatever. You've explained it, Starve, many times.
Thank you. If any other objection, except Lavon. Okay, so there's no other objection.
No objection, Starve, but I just wanted to be clear to all, and particularly to Dan and the sponsors, that we'll need to get the final wording for the amendments themselves and whatever's to be posted somewhat in advance of the 6th in order to achieve that deadline.
Okay. Is that okay?
Yes, that's fine.
All right. Thank you.
Excuse me. I have a point of information about this subject.
Go ahead.
In my experience, legislatures, when they're passing bills in the law, they allow for what's called technical amendments. both when the bill is presented, and then even after the adoption of the bill into law, because sometimes there are grammar changes, spelling changes, you know, grammar or spelling changes that have to be made, or even with the precise intent, there was a word that was inadvertently put in that shouldn't have been taken out. Not to change the intent of the legislation at all, but strictly to make sure that the wording clearly states what the legislature wanted. And the discussion that we had earlier, that Wendy was involved in, and that some, and that Dan responded to, it seemed to me that we don't have within our procedures any allowance for technical amendments. Is that correct?
Out of information, Mr. Chair.
Did we take a vote on it? Did we?
I thought we adopted it except with LaVon's objection. I just wanted to ask about that procedure.
Point of information, Mr. Chair.
Go ahead. What's the point of information?
I have two questions. One is,
what's the point of information?
Those are the mics. I'm coming to them. To my knowledge, we did not yet agree that we could say all agree except for one objection, which we often do. May we do that? And the second question is, are we talking about prisoners here? So I'd like an answer to the first one.
Who's that director? Who's that directed to?
The first question is directed to the chair.
Say that again. What's the question here?
The question is...
Hold on 1 second.
You asked if there were any objections. There was only one that was heard. That was from the member LaVon Williams. Am I to record it passed without the objection except for LaVon Williams, which...
Yeah, that's right.
Do. Is that real?
That would be a no vote.
Okay. And my second question is, Tom, are you talking about Scrivener's errors when you talk about...
Excuse me. My vote was an abstention. I abstained, not a no vote.
Okay, thank you. I will record it like that. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Madam Secretary.
Okay. This is Lydia. I'd like to respond, if I may.
Hello?
Okay, there are children on the phone, but if someone can mute. But anyway, so in the past what we have done, and we have made a couple of attempts at bylaws amendments, and what we did pass was a simple motion that allowed for non-substantive changes to be made, including when we vote on this a couple of months down the road. And so, whether we call it a technical amendment or non-substantive amendments, that we have been allowing for that. And so we didn't have a motion for it at this juncture, although I did hear Bob say that we would entertain that before July the 6th.
Right,
and I didn't
hear
any objection to that. And I am on the elections committee. Okay.
All right, the time for this item is gone, and we have voted the motion in, and then we move on to the next item.
Speak up, please. Can't hear anybody.
Sorry, this is Bob. I'm sorry, but that the last point that that Thomas made, I don't think it's been answered fully, and I'd just like to suggest that what Lydia suggested be adopted.
Extend time. Make a motion to extend time.
Okay. 5 minutes.
Okay. Motion.
Can I?
Second.
Lydia, second.
Can we please
second.
Keep it to 5 minutes?
Motion.
We always go
time
over
time
and then point them at the Mason.
No objection to extending time for 5 minutes. Go ahead, Bob.
Well, okay. So I guess just move that the co-sponsors of the in conjunction with the legal counsel be authorized to make any technical amendments, any technical changes to the amendments that the council deems necessary before July 6th.
second, Swift? No second, it failed.
I'll second.
I'll second the motion.
Okay. Motion to be seconded. Let's get straight to it. Everybody knows what the problem is. And is there any objection to taking the vote on it?
Yes, Mr.
There's no objection? Is there any objection to adopting that motion? If none, the motion is adopted. Thank you. Let's get to the next item on the agenda. And that is, that is Personnel Committee report.
Okay, the Personnel Committee will be very brief, and it's just that we have finally gotten, I believe, the email list to go out for 06 about as accurately as we can, thanks to Chandra's efforts and to
Lydia,
the board members.
Lydia, are you on speakerphone?
No, I'm not.
Oh, okay.
And to the board members who responded promptly to Chandra's request. And now Dominga, who is our HR, new HR director, will be able to send those out presumably on Tuesday, I would say latest Wednesday. And she and Bertold are working out a timeline. We had hoped it would be sooner, but we really, there wasn't any way to coalesce all those emails in a timely fashion. But we absolutely plan to be on schedule to complete the evaluation of the CFO at our July in-person meeting. So should I just go right in? We don't have any motions pending or anything, so may I just go into the search committee report?
Go ahead. Sure.
Okay. So in terms of the search committee report, what we decided preliminarily for now, redundancy, sorry, anyway, is that we would try to do as much outreach as possible. We have some rather extensive lists of media, of some a great deal of progressive media and post sites where we can post the job description and so forth, and websites and an elaborate list that people have been contributing to our efforts, and try that out for a couple of weeks before employing a search firm. We also have not come to any decisions about a search firm, but we have narrowed down the field. And so we're going to give it a couple of weeks. We have started receiving some resumes, and our rating system is going to be ABC/1, 2, 3 in terms of the batches. A or 1 being the ones that seem to have the most possibilities, C being the one that seems to be the least of the fit. But the PMB will be having access to this one way or the other, and we are getting some input from Dominga on that, so I'll keep you all up to date. I must mention to everyone, however, as of yesterday's meeting, that there was still the national site for the Pacifica Foundation still did not have the job posting, and neither did WPFW. I believe those were the two that did not. And the other stations, I believe, all have the job posted. We urge everyone to do so. We also realized that there were a couple of things that we left off. One was the statement that this board had agreed to previously, which is what we have on all of our job postings, and that was that women, people of color, and members of other underrepresented groups are strongly encouraged to apply. And so we will be adding that now. But the proposed wording that we are also adding is the following, and this has to do with the digital distribution, and this is a motion coming from the search committee. And we will add number 8 on the website posting, which will read, "We are particularly interested in candidates with a vision that includes using digital distribution of programming to increase audience and opportunities for participation in civic media." And so that's the first motion that is on the floor right now. This is being moved by the search committee.
Before we put it out there,
Has that been run by technology committee and digital distribution task force?
No, why should it be? There was,
usually work in that area. I just wonder. And
well, but this is not about digital distribution, period. This is wording strictly. Actually, it came from Dave Adelson. And this was specific to the digital distribution programming, which is part, which the core of it has to do with increasing audience and opportunities for participation in civic media. This is something that this board espoused, but people can vote either way. That's the wording, and we need to get this on the post right away. And it was not, it passed without objection on the committee.
So Lydia did circulate that to a number of people.
Right.
So the answer to your question is yes.
Yeah.
Even though it wasn't done formally, she did do it right away.
Okay. All right. All right. So we open it up to discussion.
Well, why don't we just ask if there's
any objection
to the language or
adopting that language?
Can you just reread that language, Lydia, for one more time?
Yes.
So that people
can
be clear.
We are particularly interested in candidates with a vision that includes using digital distribution of programming to increase audience and opportunities for participation in civic media.
All right. That's the motion.
When that meeting? Any objection? No? Okay.
Okay. I'm Berto?
Yes.
Please just... we'll get to it. Any objections to it? No objection?
I think
it's
great.
And the motion is adopted.
I will register as abstaining.
Okay.
But it's...
Okay. What's the other motion, Lydia? You have another
okay.
One?
Yes, I do. I have the other motion came out of a conversation that I had with Dominga, who called me this morning to point out that when we had interviewed her, we had asked her if she was bilingual, and she pointed out the importance of including in our job description, if we plan to ask that of an ED applicant, that we should include that language in the job description. Otherwise, they can just opt to not respond. So I am moving that we add Spanish bilingual desirable. Not required, just desirable, given the demographics of our network.
Go ahead, Mary.
Oh, and this is not from the committee, by the way. This is no longer the committee.
Oh.
Because this came up because we had a committee meeting yesterday. Dominga called me this morning, and so I am moving this.
Oh, you're moving. Okay.
Okay.
Any second to that?
My point of information was...
A second here before you get that.
I second
it. I second it, Don White.
Second it. Okay, go ahead, Mary.
Yeah, is this Spanish slash bilingual, meaning other languages, or only pertaining... Is it Spanish bilingual simply meaning Spanish?
Pardon? It's... Spanish bilingual is what's desired. I mean, people can speak other
bilingual
languages.
Bilingual in Spanish as
yes, bilingual. No, bilingual English-Spanish is what that usually means.
This is Wendy.
Okay, go ahead, Wendy.
So we asked our new HR director that question in an interview, and then she said, guys, if you're going to ask that, you need to put that in the job description?
She said it would be good to put it in the job description because they don't have to answer if unless we list it in the job description.
So the follow-up, I'd never heard that. I wonder if there's a difference if you say bilingual Spanish or, you know, desired. Is there a difference if you say preferred? And then I would also ask... are we asking that our ED be bilingual in Spanish so that, I guess, they can understand our Spanish language programming? Is that the intent?
Yes.
Okay. I mean, we haven't ever asked for that
yes.
before. And so, but
well,
do you guys think there's a difference?
We have here in Los Angeles, because, again, of the demographics, which is now... characteristic of all of our stations, but for the program director, we asked for Spanish bilingual preferred, And, you know, she's not the one, she didn't say preferred or desirable. She used the word desirable, but I don't think that there's a distinction between preferred or desirable. It was just, and others had contacted me and recommended that before. We just didn't get to it in the committee, and she made it a point. I thought we could ask for it outside of that. She just made it as a simple recommendation. I am moving it as a motion, so I think...
I have a question.
Yes.
Go ahead, Lydia.
Mr. Chair.
Just 1 second, hold on. I have a question to ask. Dan, are you still on it? Dan Siegel?
He had actually sent us an email recommending the same thing.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay.
2 months ago.
Oh.
I'm here, sorry.
Okay. Dan,
hello?
I was wondering if a specific language is put in the job announcement, does that present any kind of a legal problem for us, or no, none at all?
No,
well, I don't think it presents it.
Go ahead, Dan.
I don't see that it presents any legal question.
Okay. All right, now the floor is open. Go ahead.
That's time, Sarv. Mr. Chair.
Okay, time. Motion set time.
Well, I only took a couple of minutes from my personnel committee, so I had probably 15 minutes on the search committee, and I don't think I've used that up.
All right, well, that's...
We've been 10 minutes exactly on the
All right. Is there a motion to extend time?
Point of order, Don White here.
Yes, Don White.
Yeah, if we have a motion before us and time expires, we go right to a vote.
That's right.
I think the chair should not encourage extensions of time. It's 11:30 in New York. Therefore, if time is up, we should go directly to a vote.
I understand. I also think
there's one more motion. Which will require an extension of time regardless. So.
Thank you very much. As a courtesy, I think it's always a good idea to
move to
see
extend
if somebody
time.
Else. Thank you. How much?
Five minutes is all that. I'm sorry. Who's moving?
In case there's any questions, 10 minutes.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Okay. Motion to extend time for 10 minutes. Any second?
Second.
Okay. Motion to extend time 10 minutes. Is there any objection to extending time for 10 minutes?
Yes. I think we should vote on this motion, and then we'll extend as much as we need for the second one. But I would not want to extend for further discussion on this. I agree very much that it's very late.
Except for Mary Berg, is there anyone else who objects? So we just so note, one person objects, and the motion, the time is extended for 10 minutes. And who's on the stack? Bob Letter, could you take a list, please?
Yes, sir.
There's no stack.
There's no stack.
Who's on the stack?
There's no stack, sir.
Lydia had the motion.
Somebody wanted to extend time for 10 minutes. What they wanted to do.
Because there's another motion.
Another motion.
Okay, then go ahead with the next motion. This motion, let's vote on this motion.
We have to
ask if there's...
Any objections to this? No objection, then it passes. Next motion, go ahead.
Okay, so the next motion, and this is from Chandra and myself, and this, again, it occurred to us this morning after we had our meeting yesterday, which is that the PMB encourages the stations to air carts announcing the ED position during drive times and preferably on all day parts. And I'd like to mention and also commend Dwayne Bradley because he included the announcement of the job posting in his GM report, and consequently what we immediately got were resumes from Houston, which just goes to show the power of the announcement, and that was just as part of his report. So we strongly urge that all of the stations, which wasn't done in previous times during this position being open, to run carts and, as I said, preferably on all the day parts.
This is Wendy.
Go ahead, Wendy.
It seems to me that this is a really appropriate time for the PNB to say you will announce this job on your station. I mean, if you want to tell them, hey, don't let your next ED be from Houston, that's okay with me. But, it's very appropriate for us to air our own job announcements on our own stations. It's not the same thing as you will carry this show.
Thank you. Who's next?
So is that an amendment? Are you amending the language, Wendy?
Well, it's hard to tell what I'm saying because I keep hearing all this stuff. I would change it to should. At least.
What was the language? What was the original language?
Please, 1 second. Hold on. Let me clarify with that.
Wendy, I sent it by email.
Just a second here. Hold it. Wendy, is that an amendment you want? And whatever it is, what's the language?
I'm sorry, I have not seen that it came in email. I'm just throwing in my 2 cents worth it. I think it should come from the committee, but it still seems like, you know, that we should insist that our stations carry this announcement. I don't know. I'll vote for the motion as it is, but...
Bert all here?
Okay, Bert, just a second.
Well, I also support Wendy's. We discussed this a little bit on the personnel committee. I said I support this motion, but I think it should be stronger. It should be mandated, you know, and then we should take action if they don't do it. I understand the whole idea that we should not interfere with radio and all that stuff, but this is absolutely Pacifica, and then we should demand it. Demand that it be done. You know, I'd like to amend the motion to say that it be mandated that this is carried on to the station daily or hourly. I don't want to say hourly. I don't know exactly how. I'd like to ask the ED for his advice on that here, but it should be carried on at least daily. At each station, and preferably hourly, you know.
Okay, this is Lydia, if I may respond to that. Is that by saying that we encourage that this be done, we know that Greg has been completely cooperative with us in all of our efforts, so we are assuming that that the ED will see to it that this happens.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, Bertol here.
I'm uncomfortable crossing that line.
Bertol here.
All right.
I think it's a little unrealistic and idealistic, with all due respect, idea, to think that even though the ED is totally collaborative on this issue, that the local station boards, which have, in numerous occasions, not carried out mandated about elections, for example, announcement, will do this because the ED wants it done.
Let me ask you a question.
And so I think we should give ED a little more power to mandate this and push this through. It has nothing to do with the ED. It has to do with the local board, local stations, seeing this as important as they should.
Thank you.
And this is absolutely a governance issue here, almost.
Thank you. Lydia, did this motion come from personnel committee, search committee?
It came from Chandra and myself because we didn't think about it yesterday. We didn't do it.
How about this, you guys?
Wait a minute.
And by the way, the email that came is the one that I sent without the subject. I sent 3 in a row, and the one without the subject is this one. I apologize.
I had a point of inquiry. I asked that you reread the motion, please. I asked it earlier.
Yeah, thank you very much. I didn't hear you, Thomas. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Lydia.
Okay, the motion is the PMB encourages the stations to air carts announcing the ED position during drive times and preferably on all day parts.
I second Bertold or Wendy's motion to change recommend or urge to mandate. I agree with the arguments that they made.
How about
PSW, we won't get it unless you mandate it. It'll be late, just as the website announcement is.